Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to The Balance, the only sports talk show that gives a well-balanced diet of sports. Host Tom Marquis and the gang are ready to break down this week in sports. This is the one place where fanatics can come together and talk about their favorite teams. The Balance brings you an analytical breakdown of sports from a fan's point of view. So sit back and get ready. It's time for The Balance.
It's about damn time.
It's Thursday night and time for the hot corner.
There are 108 beads in a Catholic rosary and there are 108 stitches in a baseball.
Your home for all things MLB.
Suck one out of the park for me.
The Reds, the Cubs, the Cardinals, the Dodgers, and the White Sox.
I love baseball.
The Balance has you covered with a hot corner.
Watch where you're walking, guys. I don't want you to step in the crap I just knocked out of that ball, huh?
News, rumors, and fantasy, it's all in the hot corner.
Baseball, it's the best.
And here is your host, Tom Marquis.
Hello, 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 my minions. Welcome to the Hot Corner on Thursday night. We do this thing every Thursday night. We round the bases for you. And I tell you one thing that we do is we cover everything from the National League, American League, and we see what's going on down at the farm. Kind of hard to stay focused here in Indianapolis where we flagship from. Been doing a lot of double duties with the Indianapolis 500 just right around the corner. Very exciting time to be here in Indianapolis. But a more exciting time is to be here with you, my baseball fans, excuse me, and spend the next 1 hour talking about baseball and everything that matters in baseball. Heck, we'll even throw in a few things that doesn't matter. My number, my digits, 917-889-8516. It's the numbers you got to call to get connected with me. Standing by is Mr. $2 Bill Josh, my partner in crime on Thursday nights here on the Hot Corner. Also, special guest from L.A. Dodger Talk, Mr. Mark Timmons. We're going to talk about Don Mattingly and his ability to motivate his Dodgers and the up-and-coming series with the Cardinals. We're going to talk a little bit about the Indianapolis Indians and a lot of other stuff going on around the National League and, of course, the American League as well. We've got some Red Sox news as well. We're going to take a break. When we get back, guys, we'll be ready to rock and roll. Get ready to go because on deck is the Hot Corner.
It's time to go racing. It's May and it's Indy. The Indianapolis 500 is here. The Balance and IndianMay.com have you covered at every turn. The Pit, Gasoline Alley, and the Media Center Press Room. Join us right here for daily updates of all the action. Join Tom Marquis and The Balance every day for your track update. Brought to you in part by U.S. Water Systems, RadioSpeedTalk.com, IndianMay.com, and IndyProSports.com.
Over the course of history, there have been many great revolutions. The French Revolution, the American Revolution, the Cuban Revolution, and now in 2012, there's a brand new revolution for the fan revolution, IndyProSports.com. That's IndyProSports.com. IndyProSports is for the serious Indiana fan who roots for the Colts, the Pacers, the Indians, and so much more. Make sure you check out IndyProSports.com. Be a part of the revolution on Twitter, Pro Indy, and on Facebook, Indy Pro Sports.
Hey,
my minions. Welcome back to the hot quarter. My name's Tom Marquisiel, Presidente. You know me on Saturday mornings as the host of The Balance. And so good to have you here as obviously The Balance Productions bring you the hot corner every Thursday night where we break down all the baseball action. Well, joining us now is Mr. $2 Bill Josh. Josh, how you doing, sir?
I'm doing well. How are you, Tom?
I'm fantastic. Ready to rock and roll. Also joining us, the one, the only guy who's ever figured out how to text with a rotary dial phone, Mr. Mark Timmons. How you doing, sir?
Never better.
Never better. His coin phrase, he has that phrase patent. Well, we could also say never better the LA Dodgers. Maybe yes, maybe no. And, you know, of course, obviously, Don Mattingly being from here in Indiana, we got a lot of Dodger fans, Lou of Indiana. And, of course, we're all over the state of Indiana via Indiana Talks as well. But Don Mattingly, who's your Evansville boy? You say, well, maybe he's not quite the manager that we thought he was. Maybe Joe Torre really didn't create a new man in his likeness, or clone him, if you will. Don Mattingly, I'm just quoting you off of your blog, Mark. Of course, what we're referring to, and bringing those up to speed that may not know, is the pretty harsh and criticizing remarks that Don Mattingly made just before the Brewers win. Now, you could look at one hand and say, hey, well, look, he motivated out a win. But looking at it from your point of view, you say he's all but admitted that he's lost his team. So what say you, Mr. Mark Timmons?
Well, I've said what I've said for the last 3 years. I don't believe he's a good manager. I believe he's a great guy. I believe he's a high-character guy. He's a fellow Hoosier. You know, I don't have anything against Don Mattingly. He's just not the guy to lead the Los Angeles Dodgers. He's a former Yankee. We don't need a former stinking Yankee to lead the Los Angeles Dodgers. You know, I mean, we just don't. And you know, Joe Torre, Torre is a legend in his own mind. You know, when was the last time he won the World Series? He won the World Series in 2000. He didn't want any. Well, I take it back. No, that was Girardi in 2009. Oh, not Torre. So he won it in 2000. That's the last time he won the World Series. And the Yankees had the highest payroll.
Well, you know, we can blame guys like us and certainly in the national media who have given him a holier-than-thou great God is Joe Torre. I mean, look at the position that he has, and we could get into a whole nother conversation about how he's let the league down yet again with his inability to supervise Major League umpires. Mr. $2 Bill Josh is joining us as well. Josh, you got anything to chime in on Don Mattingly and the Dodgers?
Tommy, actually know what I'm about to say. I'm going to say it a little bit cleaner than I did in the text when you told me that was the topic. Actually, a whole lot cleaner since this is live radio. Dodger fans, sit down. Stop panicking. The world has an end. Los Angeles isn't in the ocean. The Dodgers aren't the worst team in baseball. Back off of Don Mattingly. You can't give the man an entirely new team with a $235 million payroll, an owner who played professional basketball, not baseball, a group owner who, from what I've seen, I have MLB extra innings, so I watch all the games. I haven't really seen them at the ballpark, so I don't know how much they actually care outside of Magic. You can't give them those circumstances and say, go win the pennant. They'll be all right. You're going to wake up tomorrow. The Dodgers still going to have the best-looking uniforms in all of baseball. They just got Zach Greinke back. They're going to make some trades. I say back off of Don Mattingly before you make a bigger mistake by firing him than you did when he sold the team to the McCourts.
Well, one thing for sure, we'll get to Mark's rebuttal here in just a second. One thing for sure that I guess that we could, if we go by what the Dodgers have history-wise, the Dodgers have changed managers in midseason because of poor team play just once in the past 111 years. That was back in 1998 when the News Corp ownership owned it. At that time, had traded Mike Piazza a month earlier and swept out manager Bill Russell and general manager Fred Clair, kind of went in and cleaned house. And if you look at Don Mattingly, I don't know. He's looking like an old man. This team is making an old man out of the Dodgers. I can see both sides of it. Mark, what is your rebuttal to Josh there?
Well, you know, for the last 3 or 4 years, you know, Don Mattingly was a hitting instructor, bench coach, manager. The Dodgers have not been able to score runs when it counted. They've been one of the worst teams in baseball in the clutch. You know, let's compare them to the Yankees this year. I mean, look, Dodger fans say, well, the Dodgers have had injuries. Well, guess what? The Yankees lost A-Rod. They lost Jeter. They lost Granderson. They lost Mike Teixeira. They lost their starting catcher. And they're still in first place. They lost 140 home runs average per year that hasn't been in there, and yet they keep winning. They say, well, the Dodgers lost all these. Who did they lose? They lost Hanley Ramirez. They lost a couple of pitchers. You know, they've had some injuries. I'll grant you they've had a lot of injuries. But that's no excuse. This is a bottom-line game. You've got to deliver, and they have not done it. Here's the thing. The Dodgers are 14th in baseball. They're 11th in baseball in on-base percentage. And yet they're 29th in runs scored. They had that magical time when this guy named Manny Ramirez came in there and went crazy, and they won a lot of games. Other than that, they've been a sub-500 team. James Loney, under Don Mattingly, couldn't hit his weight. Now he's leading the American League in homer in batting average. You know, Don Mattingly, he couldn't teach his own son Preston to hit. And you know, I mean, it's sad. The Dodgers are a bunch of choke artists. They're 11th in on-base percentage, and yet they're 29th in runs because they do not hit when runners are on base. And they can hit. They can hit, but they don't when runners are on base. And you've got to put that on somebody's back, and I put it on Mattingly's back. It's got to start with the top. It's got to start with an attitude, and they need a new direction.
Well, one thing is for sure, when you put that manager's hat on and you walk on there to that field and you're the manager, you take full responsibility for that team. And, you know, there's an old saying in baseball that you can't win the pennant in April, but you sure as hell can lose it. And maybe that's what the Dodgers are faced with. You know, the Yankees, like you said, have had injuries as well, and they've been able to survive it with some backups and so forth. When the Dodgers, Ramirez went down, he was replaced by Justin Sellers, who hit so badly that the Dodgers decided D. Gordon had enough AAA seasoning and called him back up to do that. Josh, what are your thoughts?
Well, my rebuttal is going to come in two pieces. One, so I know you guys aren't having the best season, but look at my Red Sox a couple of years ago. We started off 9-21. We made it to the playoffs. So are you ready to throw away baseball's highest payroll ever and concede the season and start playing for next year? Because if you're going to do that, sit all these guys, trade Greinke, bring the guys up from AAA, see what they have, discount the tickets, put hot dogs on sale, do whatever you got to do to get people to come support a team. After you essentially say, okay, season's over. Retry. It's not even Memorial Day yet, but season's over. And two, who's available? Are you going to go get Jack McKeon? Is he still alive? Are you going to try to convince Torrey to come back? Or are you going to give it to a guy who also is inexperienced?
Well, you know, I don't really think they're going to replace Don Mattingly, and we could really get into a lot of conversations about Don Mattingly. I really see Mark's side on this. I have met Don before and had a chance to talk with him. I know you have as well, Mark. It's certainly, like you said, certainly a stand-up guy, nice guy. I'm a nice guy. You're a nice guy. Well, you're not a nice guy, Mark. I'm a nice guy. But, you know, the thing is, I'm a nice guy. Nice guys don't win championships. And if you're in a position and you coach teams like the Dodgers, the Yankees, the Red Sox, the Cardinals, you're expected to win championships. Now, if you coach or manage a team like the Marlins or the Astros, not that high of expectations. So it's all what is perceived in the mind. And, you know, you got to give credit to the Dodgers as well. They do have some walking wounded soldiers out there, that's for sure. I think about Matt Kemp, Mark. Kemp went under some surgery on his shoulder in the offseason and has really not looked the same since, and only hit one home run and a .277 batting average. The batting average would be a lot more acceptable if his power was back. Matt Kemp's not the player of the past, but however, he is hitting better with a 12-game hitting streak. So they are trying to play for that. But, you know, you look at it, Mark, one of your big concerns would be catching the Giants, who stand, you know, 7.5 games ahead of the Dodgers in the standings. And if injuries continue to hurt the Dodgers, it's unlikely the Giants can or will be caught, Mark.
There's no question. They have good pitching, too. I mean, the Dodgers have good pitching. I mean, Granke's back. You know, he'll be fine. Ryu's fine. You know, they just have – I mean, Kemp is hitting .171 with runners in scoring position. I mean, that's just unacceptable. You know, I don't know what's going on in his head. I mean, okay, physically, I'll give you the problem. You know, he's got some problems physically. He may not be able to – but he hit a shot the other night against Milwaukee that was out of there in a heartbeat. I mean, it got out of there with a quickness. You know, here's all you have to look at. Before the season started, Don Mattingly wanted a new contract. This is his last year. And the Dodgers didn't want to give him a contract. Why didn't they want to give him a contract? They evidently had some doubts. I mean, if they thought he was the guy, they'd give him a contract. They didn't.
No,
a lame duck manager.
No, I agree with you.
I think the Dodgers know more about it than we do. So he's a lame duck manager. And to enter a lame duck manager into a contract year and start out this way, you've got to fire him. You've got to move on. He's a great guy. And I'm going to tell you who's going to be the next Dodger manager if it happens in midseason, which, you know, it's not likely to, but I think it should. It's going to be Tony La Russa.
Whoa! Oh, I like it. He goes back out to Cali and comes out of retirement. And I love Tony La Russa. I am not worthy to be in the presence of one great manager. I hope you're right on that. I would love to see him. Obviously, I would love to see him back in a Cardinal uniform. I'd love to see him in any uniform. So hats off if that's the choice. That's a bold prediction. Again, they've only did it one time in 111 years. So, you know, I think you have a lot of reasons to believe that, and I have a tendency to believe that'll happen. I just don't know with new ownership. I don't know how aggressive that the new ownership will be with Don Mattingly. I don't know what their relationship is as well. Now, one other thing, and then we got to get to the Cardinals and the Dodgers. That's right, you guys are meeting. I love it. I love it when the Dodgers and the Cardinals play. We can talk smack back and forth, but also the Cardinals are playing some great ball in the National League. But Andre Ether, you know, and I think a lot of people will agree with you on this. It's time to get rid of him as well while you're cleaning house. Go ahead, Mark.
Well, I've never liked Andre Ether. They made a mistake signing him to a long-term contract. He's not the kind of guy you want to go to war with, and I think that's what Mattingly is saying. Now, that said, I don't think he should have said that publicly. You know, I don't know how they're going to trade Andre Ether. They're going to probably have to give somebody $40 million to take him. I mean, they got Yasiel Puig, and they've got Jock Peterson at AA. So Puig and Peterson are both better than Ether, and what do you do? I mean, the Dodgers need a third baseman, but they can't trade Ether for a third baseman. So what do you do? I mean, you give somebody $40 million to take Ether and move on, It was a dope fiend move to sign him for an $85 million deal last year, and Ned Colletti's the one that did it.
So Mark, do you think that this battle of payroll, if you will, between the Yankees and the Dodgers is just a simple case of new ownership trying to pound their chest in the MLB, and certainly knowing the history between the Dodgers and the Yankees, trying to say, hey, keep up with the Joneses, but they're trying to keep up with the Yankees. You think that might have been some motivation behind it?
Well, maybe partially, but, you know, they needed to put butts in seats. And, you know, they had some bad PR after the McCourt fiasco. So they had to get some people in there. And by their own admission, they said they're not going to keep spending that way. They're spending largely on the minor league system, developing international players. They're going back to the Caribbean, taking back their camp that they had in the Caribbean. You're going to see the Dodgers big players in free agency as far as minor league free agency and you know, the rookies coming up. I don't think they're going to be going out and making these big trades like they did. And I think, you know, the trade they did with Boston, you can look at the guys. Adrian Gonzalez is a good player. Carl Crawford has been a good player, but who knows how long he's going to hold up. Josh Beckett, he's done. They took on $250,000 worth of salary, and what has it got them? They're still in last place.
Well, absolutely, and certainly, if the Dodgers do get rid of Ethan, they're going to have to eat a big piece of that pie anyway. Josh, real quickly before we get into Cardinal talk, any more comments on Don Mattingly, the Dodgers, or Andre Ether?
Well, I do agree they need to get rid of Andre Ether, and I'm a Red Sox fan. And, Mark, I'm curious to see if you would agree with me. We took you guys to the cleaner on that trade. But as far as who the next manager will go, let me throw out somebody. We don't have time to discuss it today. Maybe we'll have time to discuss it next week. Do not rule out Tony Gwynn or Nomar Garciaparra or Barry Larkin or somebody like that who's proven themselves as a coach. Maybe Nomar hasn't so much. As being the next man, because I really can't see Tony La Russa doing it.
Go ahead, Mark. Do you have anything on that?
Well, the Dodgers have a guy in house, Jody Reed, who would be a logical successor. But the only reason I say Tony La Russa is I know that Tony La Russa has been seen out in L.A. with Dodger officials last week. So that's the only thing. I do know that for a fact. You know, whether it happens or not, I don't know. It'll only be for a year or two. Jody Reed would probably be the most likely one. He's at Double A right now. He's a very good, very respected manager. But I would like to see if you're good to the Red Sox. You know, Dustin Pedroia is his best friend. So give us Middlebrooks and we'll give you Ether. How's that?
There you go. Sounds like you take him back. Well, guys, we've got to get on to the next game in store starting tomorrow. The Cardinals and the Dodgers. Love my Cardinals. Everybody knows that. 30-16. My man Lance Lynn from right here in Indianapolis. Another Indiana boy here making it big. Love to see that happen. Obviously going up against Chris Capiano. So we look at that matchup. We look at the two. Pretty good matchup out there at Dodger Stadium. So talk with me a little bit about what your thoughts are on the up-and-coming series between the Dodgers and the Cardinals.
Well, I mean, Lance Lynn has been great. Chris Capuano, this is about his fourth start. So he was excellent his last start. You know, the thing I got to say about the Cardinals is they have a culture of winning. No matter what happens, they've got a culture of winning. Change the manager, they win. Change the hitting coach, they win. Change the players, they win. Get rid of the best player in baseball, or at least he was at the time, Albert Pujols. They win. I mean, it's a culture, and I think it's spearheaded by the fans. I mean, they have the best fans in baseball. And, you know, they just win. And what can you say? L.A. would love to have that culture, but they don't have it right now.
Well, you know, they've got Mark McGwire, who will face his former employer for the first time since he left St. Louis in November for the same position for the Dodgers. McGuire, obviously, who slugged 220 homers with the Cardinals from 1997 to 2001. Obviously, everybody remembers the McGuire-Sosa home run derby, if you will. And, of course, he was the hitting coach there in the last three seasons. You know, here in the National League Central, we don't really get a chance to keep up outside of maybe Don Mattingly, but we don't really get a chance to keep up on a lot of the coaching staff with some of the other teams that maybe came from other teams. We look at Mark McGuire, and I just say I bring him up because he obviously was with the Cardinals, went to the Dodgers as their hitting coach. How's he doing out there in L.A., Mark McGuire?
Well, not very good. I mean, guys
obviously.
The Dodgers could jump out of a boat and not hit water. I mean, they are horrible. And, you know, you got them looking at pitches. Their on-base percentage is good, but for some reason, when they get runners on base, they freeze, they choke, whatever you want to call it. You know, and it starts at the top. It's a culture again. I mean, maybe it starts with the fact that we've got a spokesman, the Dodger team spokesman, Magic Johnson, doesn't even show up to one-tenth of the games, and all he does is talk about basketball. I mean, get rid of him, first of all. He's a sham. Get rid of him. He's an investor in the team, but he should be the spokesman. Stan Kasten should be the spokesman. Don Mattingly is the coach, the manager. If the team isn't hitting, then you got to change your thinking. Change your thinking, change your life. I mean, something is holding that team back, and it has for 4 years. And Don Mattingly is the only constant in those 4 years.
Change your thinking, change your life. I love it. Is that a Zig Ziglar quote? I know how much you love those. I'm just curious.
No, it's actually an Ernest Holmes quote.
Well, I tell you, you know, another guy talking about former Cardinals, Skip Schumacher, will also face the Cardinals for the first time since, you know, they traded him to the Dodgers in December. You know, second baseman / outfielder was with the Cardinals in 2005 and spent eight seasons with St. Louis. So, looking at Skip Schumacher facing the Cardinals again, so you got another Cardinal on the other side of the plate there. What's his expectations?
Well, he's just kind of been a utility guy. He plays some second. He plays some left field. You know, he can play the center field occasionally. He's been a disappointment. He hadn't hit yet, but he's starting to heat up a little bit. So, you know, maybe his time's coming. You know, it's you know, we beat – here's what sums up the Dodgers' season so far. We scored the most runs we've scored the whole season against Milwaukee the last game. We beat them 9-2. We had three extra base hits. Three extra base hits. And two of them were by rookie Scott Van Slyke. The Dodgers are a singles-hitting team. They can walk, and when they get the bases loaded, they don't drive the runners in. And I still put that back as a systemic problem. It's a problem with the system. Somehow these guys don't think they can do the job. And you can't fire the guys, so you got to fire the manager. And I just keep going back to that.
Well, we'll see if that happens. Real quickly, Josh, any thoughts on this Dodger-Cardinal game? I know we got to let Mark go. We went a little bit over time here. It's real easy to do when you're talking very passionately about some topics. But, Josh, real quickly, Cardinals-Dodgers, what are your thoughts?
Well, it's kind of obvious I'm a staunch Don Mattingly fan. I think he needs to sweep this series. I think the first thing he needs to do to bring the culture of winning is fire Mark McGuire. I mean, come on, he's a Cardinals legend, and they fired him because when he was in St. Louis, the Cardinals couldn't hit. So I'm not sure what the owner of the Dodgers, who the owner actually is, how many of them actually is. All I ever hear is Magic Johnson was thinking when they hired Mark McGuire, the guy's proven he can't be a hitting coach. He can't teach. I don't think he could teach anybody how to hit anything more than a single. I would agree with you. They do have a problem. It's a systematic problem. They don't seem to win. I think you only get rid of Mattingly if you have somebody who can come in, fresh idea, kind of like Joe Maddon, that type of guy, get the team to believe. Mark, good news for you. I think at the end of the year, Mike Scioscia of the Los Angeles Angels is going to be fired, and I think he'd be a great fit in Dodger blue.
Well,
yeah,
Go ahead, Mark.
I suggested they trade Mattingly for him.
Well, you know, and we've got time for one more comment, and we'll give Mark the last word on this. But is there anything in your mind, anything at all, that Don Mattingly can do that will change your opinion of him as the manager of the Dodgers?
Win. I mean, it's all about winning. He's got to win games. I mean, you win games, it all goes away. But he hasn't been really adept at that. So, you know, it's about winning. And I went back and looked. There was actually one time in baseball when managers were traded for each other. And I think, you know, the Angels are doing bad. The Dodgers are doing bad. Maybe they just need to change the scenery. So let's get Socha back to the Dodgers. Let's get Mattingly over the Angels and see how they can do.
It'll be interesting to see what happens. Well, the Cardinals and the Dodgers, they take a first pitch tomorrow out there at Dodger Stadium. Just some notes of worthy Cardinals third baseman David Frizzy is expected to return to the lineup Friday, despite not playing since being spiked near his right thumb on Sunday and needing some sutures there. And shortstop D. Gordon, 0-for-20 over the last seven games with 8 strikeouts. And Cardinals outfielder Matt Holliday, 10-for-27, with an average of .370 in his career against Capiano, with 2 homers and 4 RBIs. Mark, not looking good for you in the next series. I'm not just saying that because I'm a Cardinal fan, but I'm saying that because I'm a Cardinal fan. We appreciate you coming by for us today. Real quickly, Mark, who's your pick for the Indianapolis 500 winner?
A.J. Allmendinger.
Good pick. Good pick. Wish we had time to get into that. Where can people find your work and your masterpieces on LA Dodger Talk?
LADodgerTalk.com.
All right. Mark, always a pleasure. You have yourself a great holiday weekend, sir.
You do the same. Good talking to you guys.
All right. All right. Bye-bye. Mark Timmons from LA Dodger Talk. Always good to have him on to get into some spirited talk about them Dodgers. He says get rid of Don Mattingly. Maybe that's the answer. Maybe it's not. Looking forward to watching that series between the Cardinals and the Dodgers. We'll be right back, Josh. Francona heads back to Red Sox Stadium with the Indians. We'll talk about that. Plus, we'll go down to the farm with the Indianapolis Indians. We'll be right back right here on the Hot Corner.
Welcome back to Speed Talk. Excuse me. Welcome back to Speed Talk. Excuse me.
He said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Tired of hearing the same old racing shows? Why listen to the same boring results with mundane robotic ticks?
Try Speed Talk. We're not your father's racing show.
We cover all racing with an edge. Join the menage a trois of opinions, both crazy and legit.
Check us out at RadioSpeedTalk.com to balance in other local affiliates.
We cover national and local racing venues.
We include great interviews and occasionally throw in some history lessons.
That is Do You Know, Kenny.
Speed Talk, where entertainment is always a guarantee.
Head in the game, head in the game. My name is Turbo. I just wanted to go a little faster.
Yes! 17 minutes! That's a new record!
Let's go, people! Pick it up!
Put all that racing nonsense behind you and start living your life!
I have a life? I wish I was fast.
Ah. This must be my lucky day.
A little far from home, aren't you? Garden snail.
You clearly got the skills to pay the bills. If snails had to pay bills, that is. I'm Whiplash. This here is my crew.
I'm fast, like a shadow.
But shadows, they're not inherently fast.
What shadow?
I can still see you.
With my brains and your speed, we should be destined for greatness.
The Indy 500.
This is ridiculous.
A snail cannot race in a competition meant for cars.
Wow. Aren't you just a little ray of sunshine? All of these people, they believe in me.
Those guys are crazy.
Those guys are awesome.
I'm moving so fast, the whole world's going in slow motion, baby.
Whoa. If you think that's something, check this out.
Hey, you a robot?
Are you radioactive, homie?
Ooh, that's a new one.
And you're listening to The Hot Corner with your host, El Presidente, Tom Marquis.
I wish you could just shut your big yapper!
All right, are we there?
Did you do it again, Tom?
Man, every week like clockwork. Welcome back to the High Corner. My name's Tom Marquis. At least I had a music bed going at that point. It was just very brief. Every week I forget to turn on my mic. You know, I try to turn off my mic so you guys don't hear me shuffling around, paperwork, getting ready for the next segment. All that good professional radio stuff. And the first thing they teach you how to do in radio is turn on your mic. I obviously fail that test every single week. Hey, I don't want to let the minions down. Well, it was good to have Mr. Mark Timmons of L.A. Dodger Talk. Always good to hear his opinion. Sometimes they're pretty strong. But, hey, they're opinions, and they're good ones. Some of them are very good. Check them out on LADodgerTalk.com. All right, Mr. $2 Bill, Josh, we're back. We got 30 minutes left. We'll try to cram everything in here. That's for sure. Well, Fran Cota heads back to Fenway, only not as a Red Sox, as an Indian. So, Josh, real quickly, what are your thoughts there? Fran Cota beaming with pride for the tribe.
Well, it's great to see Terry Francona back in Boston, you know, in the way maybe Red Sox Nation and Francona hoped it would. Francona did win two World Series championships with the Red Sox. He's always going to be one of the all-time greatest managers of the Red Sox. That being said, Terry Francona, I am a diehard member of Red Sox Nation. You're not a member of Red Sox Nation. And because you're no longer a member of Red Sox Nation, I don't want you to ever win another playoff game or another World Series championship ever again. And I'm looking forward to the opportunity to hand it to you three straight days. So nice to have you back. You don't belong anymore. We'll do our best to make you uncomfortable in Boston.
All right. Well, Josh, how do you really feel? All right, well, let's kind of look at today's lineup. We'll kind of get into the farm system a little bit over on the International League, talk a little bit about some AA teams. Last week we had Jeff Kurtz on with us talking about the Indianapolis Indians and some AAA teams. We also got into some of the AA conversation. As we know very, very, very well, a lot of teams are really kind of skipping over that AAA and really pulling a lot of their talent these days in the farm system from the AA system, which you would think maybe that would be something the Dodgers would look at, but maybe they need to pull up a AA manager or something to coach them. Top of the first right now, we got Baltimore and Toronto. Just started off, obviously 0-0. So we got Baltimore's coming in 25-21. Toronto Blue Jays 19-27. In my opinion, for the talent that Baltimore has, been kind of a disappointing season, Josh.
I'm sorry, Tom, you cut out a little bit. What were you saying?
I said for the talent that Baltimore has, they come in at 25-21 against Toronto. They're 0-0. They're tied up 0-0. Baltimore 25-21. For the talent that Baltimore Orioles have, you would think that they got to be a little bit dismayed with their season so far.
Yes, you would absolutely think they have to be disappointed with their season so far. Something to note about that game there, number 36 overall prospect, minor league prospect, is making their pitching debut for Baltimore today. Kevin Gausman, he was their first-round pick, fourth overall in the 2012 MLB draft. So he's just in his first season out of LSU. So it's a lot of pressure going into Toronto, who also wanted to draft him, but he's making his debut for Baltimore tonight. There's something to keep an eye on in that game.
Well, we look over there at Minnesota, and I believe they're actually in a they are. That game is the start of that game has been delayed to rain. But we look at the Twins and the Tigers, and pitching that game today for the Tigers is Porcello. But real quickly, give us a preview of that series there.
Well, the Tigers are right where you'd expect them to be at the top of the American League Central. I believe they're actually maybe second to Cleveland. Minnesota's having another disappointing year under Ron Gartenhire. He used to be a great manager in Minnesota. I don't know if he's lost his managing abilities. They just don't have the talent they used to have. But it should be an easy sweep for the Detroit Tigers, and Gartenhire might be another guy who might be available to the Dodgers in the offseason.
Well, that's a good thought. I don't know the Dodgers really want to go with him. I wish we had some more time to talk about that, but go on over. Just made a little bit about conversation about this game. But Cleveland, Boston, Cleveland coming in 26-19, Boston coming in at 28-19. Should be a great, great matchup. Two teams you would think would be in the pennant race as the team goes on. Starting out pitching for Boston is Dempster. Real quickly, thoughts on the preview. They're top of the first, by the way. Just kick that game off, obviously 0-0. Go ahead, Josh.
It should be a great, great series. Looking forward to seeing Dempster. Hopefully he'll have another solid outing for the Red Sox as he's one of those pitchers, bottom of the rotation guy. Fill in a spot until we get Ruby and De La Rosa, two pitchers we picked up in the trade last year, ready to come to the big leagues. He'll either be dominant tonight or he'll give up a whole lot of easy runs. I see Francona back. Hopefully we could sweep the Indians.
Well, that'd be a great win for Boston, especially against Francona. I actually think, though, that Cleveland will take this series. Later on tonight on the West Coast game, don't have a lot of games going on tonight. We've got the Angels coming in at 19-27. And we touched a little bit on this last week, and obviously we've touched on it before. But the Angels have Pujols. They've got that magic trio out there. They've got the magic. But they're only coming in at 19-27. And the Kansas City Royals come in at 21-22. Kansas City, who? Who are these Kansas City Royals? I'm going to tell you what, guys. These Kansas City Royals is a team that's flying underneath the radar. I'm going to tell you, you heard it from El Presidente first. Will they win the World Series? No. But will they be in contention for the pennant out there in the American League? Absolutely. The Angels and the Kansas City Royals. Josh?
Well, Tom, I just got one question based on your assessment of the Kansas City Royals. Are you drinking a blue beer, drinking some blue Powerade, blue Gatorade, blue Kool-Aid, blue something right now?
I'm not drinking anything blue. I just know that the Kansas City Royals, 21-22, really will make a run for it. And they've got some good opportunities to make that happen. And you look at who they go up. I mean, come on, they're going up against the Angels, who with some of the best baseball players in the league in history, and it can only pull out a 19-27 a game. And Kansas City has won some really good games. They've got a great bullpen. Guys, I'm telling you, Kansas City Royals, Josh, you will eat a piece of that humble pie.
Well, we'll see how the season goes. It's a long way to September.
It's a long way to September. Well, we do have a final game. We got Chicago and the Pirates went final today. I think it was. I apologize. My screen went dead. Yeah.
I don't remember the score, but I do know the Pirates went at one and really picked up another
4-2. I got it back up here now. The Cubs went down 4-2 against the Pirates. Obviously, we like the Pirates coming in 29-18. And that's going to lead us into our next conversation in just a moment. So we'll push the pause button on there. But as we're heard on Indiana Talks, and a little programming note, we're not live on Indiana Talks. We're heard 9 to 10 every Thursday night for our encore presentation. So if you're listening to us on Indiana Talks, which is, by the way, one of the top live streams in the state of Indiana, and we are heard all over the state of Indiana on Indiana Talks, and we're so proud to be an affiliate. We're so proud of them being an affiliate of Hot Corner, and we really appreciate all of our fans across the state of Indiana. So since we are on Indiana Talks, we've got kind of a dividing line, if you will, fans in Indiana. I'm a Cardinal fan, which is a rarity. You're a Red Sox fan, which is a rarity. But if you take the state and you kind of split it down the middle here in the state of Indiana, you've got Cubs or you've got Reds. Just depends. A strong following on both. And they meet each other starting tomorrow out there at Great American Ballpark. The Reds coming in at 29-18 should easily handle the Cubs, 18-27. I don't know. The Reds have kind of been struggling a little bit. We look at them playing the Cubs. They're in the National League Central. Anything that happens right now for the Reds losing, so as far as I shouldn't ever say I'm rooting for the Cubs, but in a series like this in the National League Central, and the Reds are such a pain in my ass as being a Cardinal fan, I'm going to say, go Cubbies, go, beat the Reds. What are your thoughts?
Well, Tom, that's a great sentiment. You should never say go Cubs, go, but you're worrying about the wrong team. It's not Cincinnati Reds who are going to take the division from the Cardinals. It's the Pittsburgh Pirates who are going to take the division away from the Cardinals.
Well, let's talk about that. That leads us right into our next series. Obviously, we're going to talk a little bit about the farm system. We'll try to get as many farm teams in as we can, guys. There's a ton of them out there, obviously, between the rookie leagues, the AA and the AAA. I understand we can't get to every team. Certainly, at any time, you can email me, tom@thebalanceonline.com. Also, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter. Shoot me a team if you want to talk about it. We're profiled. We'll talk a little bit about that. But we've got on the AA side here in Indiana, obviously the Fort Wayne Tin Caps. A great following here on Indiana Talks with them as well. But also the Indianapolis Indians, obviously the AAA affiliate in the International League West, against which is the AAA affiliate for the Pittsburgh Pirates. So last year, great showing in the International League West. That was last year. This is this year. Certainly, I don't think by any stretch of the imagination the Indians have let off the gas, and we're going to really spotlight the Indianapolis Indians again this week on our Spotlight Team of the Week. We'll talk and we'll get into some of these other AAA and AA teams. Josh, so real quickly, thoughts on the Indianapolis Indians in the International League West this year?
Well, for those of you listening in the Indianapolis market, don't forget you can catch all the Indianapolis Indians home games on Comcast on Hometown Sports Indiana. But as far as their season goes, Garrett Cole, the ace, looks good. He'll be up in Pittsburgh for the end of the year. He'll probably be their ace for the end of the season. They got Alex Presley, Jordy Mercer, Matt Higg, Tony Sanchez. They've got a ton of prospects that are good enough to play in the big leagues. But for once, Tom, the Pittsburgh Pirates are so good they have to leave prospects in AAA because they can't find holds for them in the big leagues. Tom, when's the last time you've actually been able to say with a straight face, sober, that the Pirates were good enough that they could leave prospects in minor league baseball?
Well, you know, actually, I say that every year about this time, but you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. The Indians are doing a fantastic. They're in a delay right now. Obviously, we've had some rain, but I think they're actually in Buffalo. It's still with a rain delay right now. but they go up against the Buffalo Bisons. Obviously, the AAA affiliate for the Toronto Blue Jays there. So let's look at this game this week, and let's talk about the matchup again between the Buffalo Bisons and the Indianapolis Indians.
Well, the Indians come in with the best record in AAA baseball. I believe they're 32-19, something like that. Maybe not quite that high a record, but I do know they have the best record in all of AAA baseball, both International League and Pacific Coast League. They have really no weaknesses on the spot. I really love their young catcher, Tony Sanchez. I think he's going to be a star in the big league. He needs to work on his batting just a little bit more. They got Alex Presley, who's been up and down, up and down. I believe he actually played in the game for the Pirates today. They got Jordy Mercer, who's been up and down.
Alex Presley didn't play for the Pirates today. He's actually at Buffalo, and he's – well, they're on a delay right now, but he's on deck to come up next. So he did not play with the Pirates today, but go ahead.
They got Matt Higg, who they thought would be a power-hitting first baseman. It just never developed that way, but he's a solid AAA player. They got Felix Pea out in center field. They got a bunch of former big leaguers who weren't quite good enough to stay in the big leagues. They're solid AAA players. Tom, I really don't see any weaknesses on the Indians. So hopefully when the month of September gets here, because you remember, AAA playoffs are in September, the big boy playoffs are in October. They'll actually make it out of the first round of the series this year, first round of the playoffs this year. They did win the division last year, have one of the best records in their entire Indianapolis history. But they got beat in the first round by Pawtucket. Hopefully they'll be able to make it to the International League Championship Series.
Right, and absolutely. I think they've got a good shot at that. We want to bounce around the International League a little bit here real quickly here and kind of go through some of these games that are going on right now. We've only got just a few minutes. So certainly you can follow us on at @2hotcorner or certainly on the www.thebalanceonline.com, IndyProSports.com, and certainly right here on all of our affiliate stations every Thursday night. We do the live thing from 6:30 to 7:30. Had to move that back about a half an hour or so, but that's okay. And then we do our encore show on Indiana Talks from 9 to 10. Well, Toledo and Gwinnett on it right now. Obviously, Toledo Mud Hens. And Gwinnett, AAA affiliate for the Atlanta Braves. Toledo Mud Hens always plays the Indians well, up 3-1 in the bottom of the fourth. Real quickly, Toledo, Gwinnett, what are your thoughts there in that game series, Josh?
That should be a great game and a great series. Toledo does always play the Indians tough as their division team in the West Division. Gwinnett, I believe, is in the Eastern Division. Should be a great series, great weekend. If you're down in Gwinnett, I believe they're in Gwinnett anyway, going out to the ballpark to see your future Atlanta Braves play.
Absolutely. Well, speaking of future Red Sox, you got the Pawtucket Red Sox. Again, a team that plays the Indians well, not, as you just said, knock the Indians out of contention as well in the final part of things. But Pawtucket in the Louisville Bats kick off 0-0 on the top of the first right now. And so when we look at that game going on right now in Louisville at Louisville Slugger Stadium there, Josh, the Pawtucket Red Sox, Drew Sutton is on deck in the hole, Justin Henry as well. And Tony Cunningham is pitching right now. So go ahead, Josh. Pawtucket at Louisville in the warm-up.
Pawtucket is my favorite non-Indianapolis Indians AAA baseball team. It's the developmental AAA team for the Boston Red Sox, not the Pawtucket Red Sox. They're one of the few teams that both AAA and Major League teams have the same nickname. But, Tom, they're down at Slugger Stadium, a stadium I've never been to. I'm sure you've been to it. I hear it's a beautiful ballpark. It should be a great game out in a great ballpark. For those in Indianapolis who don't want to go to the track, you're tired of hearing about race cars. Can't imagine anybody in Indianapolis being tired of hearing about the Pacers. You could drive on down to Louisville and go to Slugger Stadium and see Louisville bat Pawtucket Red Sox this weekend.
Did you just say if you're tired of hearing about race cars?
I imagine there might be some people in the city that is. I never can be tired about it.
Shut up! Are you kidding me? I wish this was the balance. You'd be sad sack. Real quickly, we're going to go through these games. Top of the fourth, Durham against Scranton. Scranton. 4-0. Durham's up. Real quickly, Josh.
I think Durham has that game and that series. I'm just not real impressed with the Scranton Wilfair Yankees this year.
Again, and I want to give these scores. These are during our live portion of our show at 7:25 Eastern. So if you're listening to us at any time later between 6:30 and 7:30, these scores are probably not accurate. Charlotte and Rochester, 0-0, top of the second.
These are two teams who aren't all that good this year, but Charlotte did just open a brand new, I believe, $200 million state-of-the-art AAA ballpark, so at least you got to stay at the art ballpark.
Right. And we don't have time to get through some of these others, but Norfolk and Lehigh Valley tied at 0, top of the second in Syracuse. And the Clippers, top of the first. Well, guys, it's been a great being with you today. Josh, real quickly, any final thoughts? I'm going to give you about 1 minute. Say whatever's on your mind.
Well, I will unfortunately not be able to go to the 500 this year or be able to join you on Saturday's coverage. I think Marco Andretti's going to win the Indianapolis 500. I think Simone is going to finish in the top 10. Tom, I hope you and our social media director, Michelle Jones, have a great time. Save time, and it's an instant classic as you guys are going to be out covering the Indianapolis 500 on Sunday.
We will be. It's Carb Day here in Indianapolis tomorrow. Poison's going to be here in concert. IndyCar lights are going, so yes, we'll be out there in full swing, and obviously the parade is on Saturday. You can find everything on IndianMade.com, IndyProSports.com, of course, TheBalanceOnline.com, track reports right here on this station as well. Well, Mr. $2 Bill, Josh, that's going to do it for us today. We've come to the final inning. That's it, and so just remember, guys, it's Memorial Day. Go out there and have a great weekend. Enjoy your time with your families. Remember what Memorial Day really is and what we pay tribute to and the freedoms that we have to sit here and talk about baseball. Thank you for all of our military personnel. We salute you, those that gave the ultimate sacrifice Memorial Day weekend. It's race weekend here in Indianapolis. And obviously, we're going to be covering the Indianapolis 500 in full force over on The Balance as well. Join us here on all of our affiliate stations and live on The Balance Radio Network. Of course, we own all the rights. You can't do anything with this stuff. You can't sell it. That's a polite way of giving you the politically correct clause statement that says you're not allowed to take any of our stuff and make it your own. Michelle Jones, our producer and social media director. My name's Tom Mark with El Presidente. Remember, don't drink and drive. It ain't cool. We'll see you on The Balance on Saturday. Baseball, he talks about it.
Red Sox or Phillies, which team has the best racist fans in baseball?
Well, maybe not that.
Game over.
Back to The Balance on...
Join us next week for The Balance. In the meantime, check us out on Twitter, T-Balance, or Facebook, The Balance, or online at www.thebalanceonline.com.